foundation, I don't know. It takes a little more than what you show, and that's yesterday.
The Bobby Finn Knows Everyone podcast is brought to you by Chill Boys, and we know you've been hearing all about these life-changing underwear, and you know we love them. You know the people who follow our podcast love them. We've been hearing it from everybody that we know, right, Bobby? They love Chill Boys because they keep you cool where it counts. They keep your boys chill all summer long, and we're coming up on summer season, so get yourself some Chill Boys. You will not regret it. They've got that fabric. It's just feels so good. I don't know what it is. It's like putting a little ice
bamboo.
It's bamboo. It's like putting an ice pack downstairs. It's that bamboo boxers. They got bamboo boxers. They got bamboo boxer briefs, and they got performance boxers. Check out all three of those. Go to chillboys.com and use PULLTAB15. You'll get 15% off your order. That's Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
And we are recording from Cub Content Studio. Welcome to Bobby Finn Knows Everyone, a PULLTAB sports production. I'm your host, Bobby Finn, born and bred on St. Paul's East Side, where it was all about looking out for each other, blue-collared hard work, and telling it like it is, no BS. And that's what you're going to expect to get here on our podcast, East Side Straight Talk in a world that's gone a little sideways. Always with me, Tommy Lord. How are you, buddy?
Doing great.
That's
thanks,
good.
Thanks
that's
for having
good.
Me today.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Appreciate
nice
it.
Gloomy day we got out there.
It's really nice. I know. It's great.
A drive home from Minneapolis is great.
Hey, that's why I like coming to the studio. I get to hang out with you. It's like a ray of freaking sunshine.
Ooh,
you know that?
It's like, yeah, there's a boomerang line in there. But also with us, our producer, Chris Salazar. What's up, Sally?
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a little, we had a little hiatus, right? I mean,
right.
We had a little vacation time with spring break and whatnot. Had some unfortunate personal stuff came up, but hopefully all that's behind us and we can all get past it and not past it, but we all can move forward with our lives and you know, try to be better for society. But
that is right. Let's, you know what? We don't have this on the notes, but let's get into your spring break. Okay, oh. Let's just hear a little bit. I love it. I put him on the spot. You got Bobby right here. You got Sally in the on the producer's table. How'd it go? Like, come on, give us a little dirt.
Well, I mean, we drove down to Florida and stopped in Nashville for a night.
Nice.
And Nashville's such a great town. I didn't really realize that how much I liked music until I was in Nashville. And then every little place you go into, I mean, just fantastic musicians are everywhere. Everybody's having fun. It's just a good time, man. Everybody is having fun. It's awesome.
So was it you or Morgan Wallen who threw the chair off the roof?
It was not me.
Are you sure? Probably.
I was on the roof.
Were you at that bar?
I think
Bobby
was
mistaken for Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. Kind of looks like him. He's got that mullet.
No, he shaved that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
But no, it was great. It's so great. Such a fun atmosphere down there, and so many funny things that happen. Right? I mean, we're sitting there listening to music, dancing, and all of a sudden a birthday party of little people come in.
No,
yeah, it was so great,
dude. That's a dream.
It was so great. They're so fun, and we're all dancing. It was just fun. So that's just one of those things that happen. You're like, what's going on right now? But they were just so, they were good people.
I would love that. Yeah. I would feel like a Gulliver. Giant.
Yeah.
I'd feel like a giant. It would be such a self-esteem booster.
Not for me.
That's hilarious.
Hey, real quick, did you see the meme about Morgan Wallen, who he makes music for?
No.
So it was like the typical Morgan Wallen listener, which is basically me. But Morgan Wallen makes music for 24-year-old guys who date high schoolers, dudes who cheat at bass tournaments, nursing majors who used to bully people in high school, people who hunt on high-fenced property, people who've punched holes in walls.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
People in the Midwest with Salt Life stickers on their trucks. Unfaithful landscapers who were hometown baseball legends.
That's great.
Tell me when you hit yours.
Yeah, I think I probably already hit mine. Women who cook crockpot cream cheese meals for their alcoholic husbands.
I might fit into that category somewhere.
Good. Okay, so you hit Nashville, you do the bars. Great night. Great start of the
Start of the trip, yep. And then we get down, and I've told this story before, but we get down to Alabama. We're starting to go through the north part of Alabama, and we come up to the city, Decatur, right? I told you, I lived there for about a month, okay. And we went to that one bar back in the day. You know what they had?
No.
Yeah, little people chucking.
Shut up.
Here. They did.
At the time you drove up?
The time I was down there 30 years ago.
Oh, got you.
Go into this bar, and this little person comes out of the back room. He has a harness on, and slams a beer. The first guy in line throws him as far as he can. I was like, what in the heck is going on?
What does a little person weigh?
I don't know, probably 85 pounds. But he was the happiest guy in the place. After he got up, he slammed another beer. The next guy threw him. And I'm like looking around for cameras thinking I'm on Punk'd or some crazy show. And I was like, oh my God, this is really this happens in Alabama. It happens.
Wow. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with people in Alabama?
Did you stop in for a remembrance drink?
I did not. I told everybody in the car about it and just kept buzzing through.
Plowing through.
Yeah. Decatur.
Did you get through the town before you finished the story? Is it that big a town?
There's a couple exits, not many, but no, I think I started telling it before I saw the signs. But
all right.
It was, there were some epic ones, but I.
What's Alabama like driving through it?
Dude, it's a different world.
Is it? Is it like Florida or is it different than Florida?
It's weird. I mean, they do have that Chucky's or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That big freaking, that big gas station store or whatever.
Okay. Bucky's?
Bucky's, that was what it was.
is it like a Toby's?
I think it's like
Toby's?
Toby's on steroids.
Really?
Dude, Bucky's, have you ever been to a Bucky's, Tom?
Never even heard of it.
It's unbelievable.
Oh my God, Badgers. You get anything from caramel popcorn to a bumper.
I think there were at least 200 gas pumps, maybe 500.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So everybody stops there.
It's an event.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's a big thoroughfare to Florida, I take it?
Yeah. There was
caramel rolls?
I'm sure.
They got it. Name it. Sinks? They got it.
Sinks. Duke Cannon.
Probably. Maybe.
Jimmy's salad dressings and dips?
But you do got to talk a lot slower.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They have the best brisket, though. They chop it right in front of you.
I'd like to get some gas in a sandwich and maybe a sink, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anybody tell you got a pretty mouth?
Got a pretty mouth.
All right. So you get to Florida. Feeling good first night.
Feeling good. Yeah.
Straight hammer town. You put the pedal down the first night on vacation always, right?
There is a moment that I was like driving and I snapped a quick picture of my odometer and it was hitting triple digits. So I get down there. I wanted to get down there. Get in our house. Our house is massive, right? And then unloading my wife packs for 17 people. So it took me about 45 minutes to bring up all the luggage. But you get in there and you look at one of the people we were with. She had 7 delivery people coming there almost at the same time. And it was all from...
What are they bringing?
Grocery stores. And liquor stores.
Oh, okay.
We went through in the first day 3 handles of Tito's, which they didn't have Stoli, so we had to go with Jerbo.
Yep.
And then and a bunch of other seltzers and everything else. And the first day.
Oh my God.
It was nuts. It was.
I didn't realize that till the next morning.
Yeah,
we went through that much.
It was very aggressive.
Very.
And yeah, so I don't know.
The weird thing was everybody woke up perfect.
Yeah. Well, there was nobody like hurting too bad. There was one person in our group photo that was chumming the water.
Oh, well, that was for different reasons.
But it was good, man. I mean, the house was huge. 8 bedrooms, couches everywhere. It was spread out enough where 20 people could be there for a week and not want to murder anybody.
God.
Yeah, it was good.
Was it too many people, Bobby?
I think there was a little too many. I would have rather had another house or something.
Right, right. But I feel the same way.
It still was, it was doable. There's no doubt. I mean, we made it happen, and it wasn't.
Yep.
You'd think there was going to be something go wrong, you know, but overall it was, it was a great trip.
Okay. Yeah. Pick three people to kick out of your vacation. You have to pick three.
Me, Sal, and Brad.
Yep.
Oh, that's what you're going
to
do.
We get a whole different house to ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Kick yourselves out so you can go have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's a good way to avoid that question I threw at you.
Yeah.
Nice. Well
Thanks. Nice. Mm-hmm.
You ran into pontoon, hit some bars, went to a restaurant.
Ran into pontoon. You hear that?
No.
So one of them was 28 foot, and I was driving that one. And then Brad was driving the 24 footer.
It's a big pontoon.
And we get out into this bay where everybody kind of, everybody just anchors, and it's just, it's about 2 feet deep, and it's just gorgeous, right? I mean, but to get out there, it's just some rough waters and stuff, you know, so I look back, and their pontoon is sinking. Like, the whole front end goes in.
Just because of the waves and the rough water?
When there was, like, too many
people.
In the front? Too many adults.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they had too many people in front.
Yeah. So
you tried telling them, but...
All of a sudden, all the coolers, everything starts flying out, and then panic sets in.
Of course.
And then they're like, we're going back. We just got on these.
You just got to even it out. Yeah. Those things aren't going to sink. I mean, you've got big old tunes on that.
Yeah.
Yep. No,
but... Did that. It was great, man. It was, I mean, like I said, all in all, sun. I mean, it wasn't super hot, but the sun was frying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was burning. Yeah, so it was. People got as much sun as they wanted. So yeah, it was all good.
How many drinks do you think you had during those 5 days?
I think it was 7 days, wasn't it? Or seven?
Yeah, it was 7 days.
7 days times how many did you go through a day? What do you think?
I'd say anywhere between 210 and 260.
Well, let's think. Let's do the math on just
yourself?
The hand, on the handles.
I mean, you think three handles 30 a day.
What's three handles? 128
ounces? Three home wreckers, yep. Let's head down that stoly. Well, that's 1 point. Oh, it's 175, right?
Yeah. But it's...
That's a lot of math.
I mean, if you're doing it, though, if you're thinking about it, 30 a day, if you're doing it for 12 hours a day, that doesn't seem like that much.
And 5.0582, it doesn't seem that much.
Yeah, right.
That's normal.
God. No, it was good, man. It was good. Well, I was glad to be back, though. 10 days is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, my body was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. I think everybody came back and just kind of, well, not everybody, because some came back and hit the bar that night.
You guys went out the first night you were back.
I didn't. They did.
Oh, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it was good, man. It was good. Glad it's out of the system a little bit. Now it's guy's trip next time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's do it.
And yeah, have some fun that way. But
when you guys were there, you guys had some Jimmy salad dressings and dips, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Yep, we had some nice coleslaw.
Yeah,
with the dogs and burgers, yeah.
All right, cuz you know what? They are also a sponsor of the pod, and it's officially dip season. That's probably why you had a bunch of Jimmy's down there, is because it's warm, it's heating up, and you want to veg out on spring break trip. You also want to veg out with all the sports that are going on right now, whether it's March Madness or hockey playoffs or the draft that's coming up. So make sure you vegging out with Jimmy's, and you want to veg out with Jimmy's because it is grade A ingredients. They've got grade A sour cream. They've got high quality ingredients. There's no fillers. It's just awesome ingredients, like the onions, the garlic, the parsley. It's all peeled. It's all cut in house by hand. You know Jimmy's is good. You know why? Because it's in the refrigerated section. Seriously, like that is, you got to keep it fresh. You got to keep it real. So that's where you'll find Jimmy's, especially at Cub Foods. You take a right, and it's right there in the refrigerated section right by all the veggies. So check out Jimmy's salad dressings and dip. They got all the flavors you're looking for so you can veg out, especially right now during the sporting seasons. And one thing that we always say about Jimmy's is, don't you be messing
with the dressing.
I like it. So let's get into some of the sports talk, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start? There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, hockey just got over for college, man. So yeah. What a finish.
And the Wild.
Yeah,
it seems like a lull, doesn't it? Once hockey's done,
yeah.
Well, Midwest,
absolutely, it is.
What a finish, though, man! How, I mean, you don't see a goaltender like win the Frozen Four like that kid did from Denver.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! They keep showing highlights of that kid. He looks like Dominic Hasek.
I don't think he was even the highest rated goalie going into that game. That kid from BC, wasn't he the World Junior goalie? I think so. I mean, that save he made, if you haven't seen it, we'll cut it in. It's unbelievable.
Right-handed. He's right-handed, so he was diving back.
Yep. Left to right.
Yeah.
Throws out his glove. One-timer. Yeah. That was incredible. Probably changed the trajectory of that game for sure. And then Denver just held on strong and didn't give up a goal against BC. Forget it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great finish for sure. In downtown St. Paul, unfortunately, there's no Minnesota teams. But it was buzzing.
Sounds like it was still rocking.
Yeah, it was still buzzing.
They had 18,000 people there.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that because usually you see these out of your metro or out of your area games going on and there's nobody there.
Well, how about the place in Missouri, speaking of down south, that hosted one of the regions? I think it seated like 2,000 people. It looked like the St. Thomas High School Arena.
Wow.
It was a joke.
That's terrible.
And they make these, I think they had Michigan there. I think they had Michigan State there. It just looked like a joke. It's like, you've got major cities. You've got major hockey cities. Like, put it in St. Paul every year.
You got to hit certain criteria in order to host these things.
Yeah, I know they're trying to grow the sport, but that's, you watch those games and they're kind of like embarrassed for it.
Do you remember when the Frozen Four was in Tampa?
Yeah, last year was in Tampa, I believe.
Is that last year?
I thought the Frozen Four was Tampa last year. Oh. I could be wrong. I think Kinger went last year, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to do great.
People love it, though. People that go to Tampa said they love it, and I think they put on a good show.
I hear that.
But Missouri? Come on. What's next? Like, you go to, what's your place in Alabama?
Decatur.
Decatur.
That's where
it's going to be hosted.
That's where Dana White's new seven slap tourney is at. Yeah, right.
Hosted at that gas station that's got 200 pumps.
Yeah, Buc-ee's.
The NCAA hockey tournament sponsored by Buc-ee's. Oh my God. Yeah, we'll do the slap tournament on the side, and then we'll have the college hockey game. So actually, I think the Gophers are going to be pretty good next year, and I say that every goddamn year.
How are they not?
But they got Snuggy coming back, which they did not expect.
They have so many good players.
They got a transfer kid coming in from UConn. He's a top 15 pick, I believe, in the draft.
From UConn?
Yeah, I know. That's what my buddies are saying. From UConn? Yeah, but he's supposed to be legit. I think he had 30 goals this year. High-scoring kid.
Just think.
He'll be a top six.
Just think a year ago, we had Cooley still coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
So you never know if Snuggy's coming or not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I hope he does. Want to see those Gophers do well.
Well, transfer portal might help out the Gophers, even though I hate the transfer portal. I think it's probably going to help the Gophers.
They're not going to get any NIL money. Nobody gets anything here.
Well, do any college hockey players get NIL money?
Yeah, I guarantee they do. Absolutely.
Yeah. We just had to get real creative on getting these kids money.
But you got to have... You have to have sponsors pay for it, and you've got to have these kids do something for that sponsorship, right? Like, look at Caitlin.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
You just roll. Like, what good is that for you?
Well,
who's giving the money? The boosters?
Some oil tycoon in Texas, and you want to just give kids. You want that team, your college team,
just a big fan.
Alma mater, yeah. You want to win.
All right, well, Bobby.
Well, I mean, rumor had it there was 10 kids on Tonka that got $10,000 apiece.
High school?
High school hockey. Tonka's team. I heard they had 10 kids.
Yeah, that was a rumor.
That got $10,000 a piece. And what'd they say? 13 apartments were empty after they lost?
The next day.
Yeah. I swear I heard that. It's crazy. So, I mean, people want, they want their kids to succeed, and they want their alma maters to succeed.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's pretty nuts. But, yeah, you'd think you'd have to do something for it.
Well, I think you should. I mean, especially if you're a sponsor, if you're giving up that money, if you're giving somebody whatever it is, $20,000 or $2 million, don't you want something back in return versus a chance to win a championship? I don't know.
What did Liv Dunn do for hers? And what were her sponsors? Does anybody know?
I don't know. No.
I mean, all it was
she's the number one NIL person,
all
right?
Over.
Yeah, but if you probably go to her social media profiles, she probably does ads all over the place.
You look at Caleb Williams and these quarterbacks or these Marvin Harrison Jr. I heard Marvin Harrison Jr. could have got $18 million a year if he stayed at Ohio.
Right. Well, Caitlin Clark would have made the same amount of money if she stayed at Iowa and probably made just as much dough as going pro, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
she made a ton of dough this year.
She made it.
Yeah, right. Her endorsements. She's bringing her endorsements with her, though, I heard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's...
It makes sense. Yeah. If you're State Farm, you're not going to drop her.
It's, right.
She's huge.
I heard they sold out because it was Indiana has the number one pick.
Yeah.
They picked and they've her. Already sold out the season tickets. Oh,
God. Just... jackpot,
right?
Just yeah, jackpot,
absolutely.
Yeah,
but nah, it's good stuff. So that's the Gulfs are done. What do we got? Wild did exactly what we thought they were gonna do.
They are who we thought they were.
They're gonna do too much and just miss the playoffs and do too much to not get a top pick.
I don't get it. I don't understand why. Is it that big of a thing to make the first round of the playoffs knowing you're gonna lose?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, maybe it's great for revenue and they get people in the building and they have a little bit of excitement, but you get swept or you like win a game and you now you're out from a top 10 pick who could probably change the trajectory of your team.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's creative things you can do. You don't want to take the competitiveness out of the game and you're not going to get professionals to just throw in the towel for the most part, right? I'm sure some of the guys are like, I can't wait to get to Cancun, you know, but other guys that have pride in it, maybe they have incentives on the line, they're going to keep busting their ass. But as a coach and an owner or in a GM, don't you think you just say, hey, cut down Boldy's minutes, cut down Kaprizov's minutes?
Yes. I mean, let's try some of these other easy
way to take them off the ice.
Absolutely. And it's fun watching those younger kids come up.
Well, now that we're out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. Just doesn't make sense.
Well, I saw a thing with the Vikings today, too, where it was a proposed trade with whoever's got the eighth pick. It was like, all right, the Wild give up 11, 23, and something, and we swap it with this team, and we get eight, and then, you know, like two further back picks. And they're like, God, wouldn't that be great? And I was like, how about the Vikings just don't win two extra games last year?
Right.
Who cares? Right. How do you know the season's over?
You try to band-aid everything, and the next thing you know it, you just end up bending yourself over.
Yeah, because the fans are never going to forgive you for losing two extra games. Do you even remember what happened last season?
Right.
It doesn't matter.
No, we seem to always do that, unfortunately. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, next year we'll probably be in the exact same position with the Wild. You know, they'll be just almost making the playoffs.
Do they get that money freed up yet?
After next season.
So don't they get some of it freed up, though?
Some of it's already freed up.
I think after this year, like almost half of it gets freed up. But still, we're still hooked for a lot.
So you're saying we're making a run next year?
I'm saying there's a couple guys that I actually kind of liked.
Okay.
You know, what is that new Russian kid that came over, that 22?
That Kuznetsov, whatever.
Yeah.
It sounds like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kuzi.
He played both ways. I mean, he was full ice player.
Okay.
Busting his ass, playing. Yeah, he's doing everything. So I like that guy a lot. So I want to see him there. I think there's other guys that we were kind of hoping that they were going to do something, like that Declan kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like he struggled a lot at the end.
Who's the kid they picked up on waivers, and they were starting him at, like, the quarterback of the power play? You know what
I'm talking
about?
That Declan kid.
Is it?
Yeah. But he looked great like for the first couple games.
Yeah, couple games.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you see him out front of the net, and just not picking a guy up. You're like, ooh.
There it is.
Really? Come on, dude. Yeah, but I think he's pretty young, so who knows? Might be able to help him out.
How about the Ogren kid? Liam Ogren? I think he had his first start last night? Night before?
I don't think I saw it. How did he do?
I don't know. All I did is saw him skate around before the game started without anybody else on the IF. Oh, there he's at! He's here! It's going to be great! I don't know what he did. See, that's all you got to do. You don't have to win games. You just got to put up new rookies, and you get all excited
there
about
them.
There you
go. Yep. Get some jerseys sold.
Yeah, especially if they're Ruskies.
The Ruskies. Yeah, I don't know the goaltending. The goaltending, Wallstedt?
I don't know. People were...
Fleury was on fire all year, though. I mean, he really impressed...
Is he back next year or no?
I think so.
Okay. He's not a free agent. I know we tried to trade him, didn't we?
Yeah. I don't think he wanted to go, though.
Trade me right now.
Speaking of Fleury, did you guys see the memes or the shorts on the pranks with the cars? Duhane?
I saw the one Fleury did.
Dude, it was that was a little over the top.
Explain it, will ya?
So Duhaime, when they were in Colorado, right? Or Colorado? I think it's, yeah, Colorado. Chained up his, took his, no. What did he do? Oh, he toilet papered his car.
Yeah.
Toilet papered his car. So Fleury drove off with the toilet paper. Okay, and he's a big prankster, and he's going to get back at him. The next day, Fleury took off all of his tires, chained them and locked them, put his car on blocks, and then put mulch over the hood and planted flowers on top of the hood.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't be pranking Fleury anytime soon.
Wow.
Dude, that was like Duhaime walked out, and he was like, all right, I guess I'm getting a ride home.
That's great.
Does he hire like an army of people to do this? Does he make the wild people do it?
No idea.
Does he just go to like TaskRabbit and hire people on the internet to go and do this?
TaskRabbit. Right.
That's really good.
Yeah. Pranks. You have good pranks growing up?
Not like that. We picked up our gym teacher's car and put it in the middle of the football field.
You picked it up?
Yeah, he had to drive some like little Corolla, and we got like the entire, it was all the guys in gym class, and we literally just got around it. There's probably 20 of us, and we all picked it up and just walked right to the middle of the football field.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. So, we used to do mean stuff too, like just dumb high school stuff. Like,
yeah, we put one of our substitute teachers, she was a regular substitute teacher, the shop class was just outside of where she parked, and we went out there, jacked it up, and just barely got the tires off the ground. And when she went to take off, her wheels were spinning. She couldn't figure it out. She calls a tow truck because she thought her transmission went out.
Oh, God.
Calls a tow truck. They come pick it up. We're all sitting there watching.
Ugh. My mom, well, my family growing up was pretty bad. My mom was crazy with it. Like literally crazy with it. She would like put mannequins in her brother's bed and put ketchup all over them.
Jeez.
Yeah, like put fake snakes in his room because he was petrified of snakes, and it just was like scared the shit out of him. You know, one time it was down at my grandpa's house, and I like stayed over there and woke up on the couch, and I look over and there's a snake. And I'm like, ooh, it kind of got me, right?
Yeah.
I go over to pick it up, and it snapped at me. It was real.
It was real?
Somehow it got into my grandpa's house, yeah. I was like, wow, just go running out there, go, what the fuck is going on? Because I was like, no, that's fake. They got me, but it was real.
Yeah, it was fun. Man, back in the day, you used to be able to call people and do phone pranks, you know? Like,
right.
That was my grandpa. At his house, I'd come back home, or I came home, and I was living with him at the time, and he's got the phone book open, and he's calling every Wang in the book, and he's saying, wah, rah, rah, yeah. I'm just like, Gramps, what are you doing? And he looks at me, he's like, what? I go, there's caller ID now, man. They know who's calling. What? He's all like astonished. I'm like, oh my God, Gramps.
God. We used to call people and pretend we were like a KDWB game show kind of thing.
Yep.
And we had this guy who had a good radio voice, and he calls his people, and they're at, like, literally you can hear him have a party. And he's like, for $100, if you break a glass live on the air, we'll give you, $100. And they're like, really? Like, yeah, okay. And they're like, any glass? Like, just take a regular drinking glass. Like, okay. And they're like, oh my God. They're like, that's $100. And they're like, we want $100. And then my buddy goes, if you break a real window, we'll give you $500. And I'm like, don't. And sure enough, oh, here we go.
No.
And we're like, oh my God, dude, these people broke a window. And we hang up, dude, hang up. Just stupid.
That beats any of my prank calls right there.
Oh God, it was so mean too. I just thought of this, but these people like me, they're like, that's disconnected. What happened? Call the KDWB up right now.
Oh God, that would be bad. I might have told you this one already about my mom and grandpa sitting around that table that time.
Yeah.
So did I tell you that
leg?
One? Yeah. All right. I don't want to tell it again, but that one, they were scared out. They thought she was gonna kill
him. How are you gonna tell it?
Yeah, you gotta tell it.
Well, did I thought I told it on air.
Told it on air like our third episode ever.
So my mom. So I brought two friends over to my grandpa's house, and they've never met either one of them. And we get there, and we're sitting around the kitchen table, and it's me and my grandpa and these two guys, and we're having some drinks, and then all of a sudden my mom's like walking around too, and she goes, "God damn it, Dad. I'm so sick and tired of you doing that." And she grabs a frying pan and she smashes him in the leg. And he's going, "Oh my God, I'm sorry." And he's like whining, almost crying, you know. And they're like looking at me like, "What the fuck is going on?" And she starts walking around. I kind of look at these guys and I kind of shake my head a little bit like, "Don't do anything." And then she's like calms down a little bit. And then she does it again. She's like, "Dad, I'm so sick and tired of this." And she grabs a knife. And she stabs him in the leg. And my grandpa's going, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I won't do it anymore." And he's like panicking. And my mom is just like freaking, like just acting like the craziest person in the whole world. Well, these guys are white as a ghost now.
Right.
And they are shitting their pants like she's going to stab them.
Yeah.
And I think she hit him again with the frying pan. And I go, we better get out of here. We get outside and they're like, "Dude, is your mom okay?" I said, "Well, she's been in and out of these homes." And they're like, "Really?" I go, "Yeah, you know, she gets a little crazy sometimes. You know, you guys, you know, thankfully she didn't get too nuts today." They were like freaking out. And about 2 hours later, I told my grandpa he has one leg. They were like, they wanted to kill me because they go, "I've never been more afraid in my life."
Your grandpa's walking around with a knife in his knee.
Yeah, grandpa's like, the worst part of this joke, when she does it, she wrecks a brand new pair of pants every time.
Just to pull the prank off.
Pull a prank
with off. With your grandpa's wooden leg.
Oh, God, the guys were nuts.
Ah, God, wooden legs.
Yeah, how many stab wounds in that leg, exactly.
Oh, the things he did with that leg, man. He would turn it around backwards and fall on the ground and people would like go panicking. Yeah, he was a prankster for sure.
So sweet. Good old pranks.
Yeah.
Those why don't we take a break quick and we'll come back and we'll do our dick of the week. We'll do the Bobby's bar review. So let's take a break and hear a couple of words from our sponsors. Here in Minnesota, hockey hair is our superpower, and no one does men's grooming better than the folks at Duke Cannon. Whether you're looking for a giant bar of soap that smells like Busch Light or some News Anchor shampoo for the showers after your next beer league skate, Duke Cannon has you covered. And once you're toweled off, grab some serious flow styling putty to tame your mane. Because whether your hair is a weapon or you wish it was, the only choice is Duke Cannon. Duke Cannon is a Minnesota company that makes hardworking products for hardworking men. Visit DukeCannon.com. Duke Cannon, work harder, smell better. All right. Thanks to our sponsors who sponsored the Bobby Finn Knows Everyone podcast. We've got a dick of the week. And speaking of sports and the sports time of the year, it's playoff time of the year. Kind of excited about the Timberwolves being in the playoffs, although people are kind of downplaying it now. Like, "Oh, no, I mean, they might not do that good. They're playing the Suns." Like, I thought we were so good. I thought the T-Wolves were so good. And the dick of the week goes to Glenn Taylor.
Okay, the rebuttal on
okay.
this one.
Yes. Keep going. Said he's going to sell the team. He's got A-Rod and Mark Lowry. They're all in. Players love them.
They don't have the money, though.
So what? They do. They got it. The first investor fell off.
Yeah.
And then they brought in another investor, and they've got the money.
Okay.
They got the money.
I didn't hear that. All right. Yep.
I'm pretty sure. And KG's was going to come back to town. They're probably going to retire his jersey. And now Glenn Taylor's like, "I'm not selling the team. It's out. It's over. I'm done."
How can he
do
that?
I don't get it. Because he owns the team. He owns enough of the team. He still only owns, he doesn't own all of the team. I think A-Rod still owns like 48%.
Didn't they give him like a down payment for it?
I think they've got money in, and now they're not like they don't have seats anymore. I don't think they're in the suite. God. They don't have any like connection with the players.
Just, the other owners,
A-Rod and Lowry,
the new owners.
The new they're not. You know, they don't have the full majority, but it's time.
It's time.
I mean, the thing I heard is that they wanted to cut payroll. A-Rod and Mark Lowry. They said they didn't want to move the team. I believe that. They got a good thing going. And also, Glenn Taylor didn't want to go to do the Rudy trade. Neither did I, but you did.
I did.
Look how it's worked out. I was wrong. You were right. You're good looking. I am not. And come on. Like, he's going to sell at some point. Now what are they going to do? Now he's probably going to sell to some owners who are going to move the team. Or they're going to be so crappy the next couple of years that...
He never gave a reason why.
Because he's a donkey.
I think it started with them not having the money right away. But if they got it all,
missed the first one, but they still got the money and at the deadline. They didn't have to ask for an extension.
Right. That's bullshit. Yeah, so I agree with your dick of the week.
Thank you.
Yes, Glenn Taylor, sell the team.
Are you hyped for this playoff? Are you watching basketball?
No, not really. I mean, they're not even favored to win their first round.
What are they? Three?
They're three seed, three seed playing six the six seed? Seed, but they're not even favored in Vegas to win it.
That's how jacked up basketball
is. Yeah, that's crazy.
Because they had all these guys that were hurt, right. And then now they're back. Same with like Golden State and the Lakers. People are like saying they're going to probably win their series too.
It's crazy. Basketball. You going to watch it?
I'll watch some.
I'll watch the last 10 minutes.
Watch more than I have all year for sure, but it's still like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's so painful.
Yeah. Wow. It can be down by 30 points and still come back and win.
Yeah.
So what kind of team is playing up? They're up by 30. You don't even have to do anything. Just don't push it.
Right.
Play smart. Or is that an oxymoron in basketball?
I don't think they any of them play smart. It's all about just chucking threes.
And one. Yeah.
Yep, and one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. But like there's some stat like Michael Jordan only shot like 2% of his shots were three-pointers. And now you get like these guys who are like all the All-Stars are like 25-30% three-pointers. That's all they do. They just go up and they chuck threes. And the percentages, the analytics are, if
you had 3 points instead of two.
And 30% go in, then might as well just keep shooting them, which is just awful to watch.
It's awful. That's why that's why the Timberwolves should do better. I mean, they got big guys.
Well, yeah, unless the stats are just keep shooting threes, then they only have a couple guys that are going to be shooting threes, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. So, not going to watch much.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately. But
how about the NCAA? Did you guys watch?
We were down in Florida, Sally. We watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, we watched I think we watched two games back to back. We never got off the couch. Right.
And I watched it. I mean, that was fun. It's always some good stories in there. Get some underdogs that are doing things that you don't expect them to do.
Right.
So the NCAA was cool.
How about the kid from Connecticut?
The Connecticut is 7-2 and the Purdue kid was 7-4.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
Purdue kid.
Purdue is 7-4, 240. I think you sent me a video about him.
Going in the bedroom?
Going in a bedroom with some girl. It was so awkward looking.
His shoulders came up to the top of the door frame.
I'm like, oh my God, that poor girl. It's never going to be the same.
And he is ugly and he's awkward and he's
the missing link.
Is he going to get drafted? He'll get drafted, but is he going to? I mean,
he'll be one of the top picks. He has to be.
But is that height thing still a thing in the NBA?
Well, as Lordo just said, not as much. But I still think you're 7'4", 240. You're gonna play.
Yeah, I watched more of the girls turning than I did the guys. I think. Sarah Scalia playing that Stillwater was awesome. Kid.
Yeah, that's, she won that 3-point contest. That was really cool.
Yeah. Caitlin Clark and that the drama of her playing LSU was a great story. Yeah. And then she goes to the championship game. That was great. The girls had great drama. And the coach hated the LSU coach.
Oh my gosh. Crazy bitch faces. Yeah. Every one of them.
Wearing that crazy suit.
Yep.
I was just like, that's what I love about sports is like you get a little bit of competitive.
They just look like the meanest people in the world, those coaches.
Yes.
I mean, literally the meanest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that was, I mean, girls was pretty exciting. Caitlin Clark brought so much exposure to girls' sports.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. All right, Bobby, I know you did some drinking over spring break. I know you did some drinking this last week. Do you have a bar review ready for us.
We are going to go with the Stoli Bar Review Park Place Sports Bar.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Place Sports Bar. Had a get-together for my uncle there on Saturday and packed the place in. And owner and the bartenders did a great job. And they have a lot going on there. I mean, they have volleyball all summer and spring, summer, and fall. They have boot hockey all winter. It's a nice big bar, and they... You know, they invested in their kitchen, put in a new hood and a lot of different equipment back there, so their food is really good now. It used to be just chuck wagons and heggies, but now they got actual food, and it is really good.
What are chuck wagons?
You've never had a chuck wagon?
Come on. Oh, you've had gosh. A chuck wagon.
What is this? What
are really? It's a, like a little ham and cheese bologna sandwich at like a convenience store.
Yeah.
Really?
On a sesame, yeah. Is it poppy seed bun?
Poppy seed bun.
Sesame seed bun.
So literally, I worked there when I was probably 20, 21 to about 24, 5, something like that. But when I first started working there, we had chuck wagons.
Mm, okay.
And people tore them up.
Ugh, don't like ham's gross. Ham sucks. All right. So
it was good.
So they got it going on there. Big summer place.
Yeah, it's a nice, they have a nice patio. It is, it's set up nice. You can have parties there. They have poker nights. They have a lot of different stuff going on. So it's a nice place.
So you're heading down 61 South. It's right off to the right-hand side there, right?
Take a right on 70th, yep. And then a right at the stop sign, and you'll run into it on the very last part of the left.
All right, great spot.
Yep.
All right, so... let's talk about what they've got going on there. Do they have, what's their service like?
Service is good. Service is really good. They actually had a ton of people working, so it's as many people that was in there, they took care of everybody pretty good.
Do they have a big back room?
Like where their offices and stuff
Well,
are?
Like when you guys were there for your uncle's celebration.
Yeah.
They got a
big back room.
Oh,
yeah.
They do, yep. Okay.
You can have party rooms back there. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Okay. So service is pretty great.
Service is solid.
Where are we going here for rankings, ratings?
I'd say service is a 9.2.
Wow. All right. Great service.
Yeah.
How about the atmosphere?
Yeah, solid. They have so much going on. The atmosphere is great. They have TVs everywhere, so you can watch all kinds of different games, and they do a good job. Atmosphere is solid. I'd say a 9.2 as well. Sounds about right.
Do the TVs make the Timberwolves more interesting to watch? Or pro basketball?
That's where you can have a bunch of other TVs that you can just tune into, because you'll find somebody that needs to watch the hoops.
Okay, good. What do we got? We got service, we got atmosphere, we've got, what am I missing here? Food.
Food was good, man. Yeah, food's really good. Since they redid their menu, I'd say food is, man, it's solid. I'd say a 9.3.
9.3. When I was there, we picked up Tommy Geardy from the airport, and we went there.
Yeah.
Not that it's close to the airport, but we had to go. Did we have the wings? What did we have there?
I think we did have wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big wings.
Yep, they were big.
Yeah. Good. Okay. God, what am I missing here? What else do you do at a bar? What else do you do?
Come on.
Drinks. What are those like?
If I could recall Saturday night, I got in the Casamigos on Saturday night.
What? Ooh. Time out. Yeah. Bobby drank tequila?
Yeah, I didn't.
Reposado?
I don't know.
You remember it was Casamigos, though.
Well, we had to go get my mom's phone there the next morning, and the girl working in the morning said she thought I looked great for having all those Casamigos.
Oh, okay.
Said, what,
oh.
Do you remember, was it white or brown?
I don't recall. I plead the fifth.
Oh, my. Did you? So, okay, give us the drinks.
Drinks, sure. I mean, drinks are solid. I mean, especially my buddy Dusty I grew up with, he works there, and, you know, and there's T-Bone that works there, and you get T-Boned. It's like Vogelized.
You get T-Boned.
Yeah. So drinks are 9. I'd say 9.3.
You get dusted and you get T-Boned.
Dusted and T-Boned, yeah.
9.3?
Yeah, let's go 9.3.
9.3, wow.
It's a high score.
That's a real high score. I wanted to back up a little bit. Hold on, before you go there, did you leave your credit card there? Can always tell Bobby had a good night.
Yeah.
He leaves his credit card.
True story.
Ivory
time. didn't know where my wallet was, but it was actually in my wife's purse. So I didn't leave my credit card there. But my mom left her phone, and my cousin Jonathan left his vehicle there for 2 days. So it was
it was a doozy.
Yeah.
The other way you can tell if you had a really good night is like you go in your pants pockets in the morning and you just like pull stuff out of the pockets. You're like,
the money's no in specific order and it's crumpled up a little bit.
There's like straws and like coins and like
phone numbers. Receipts.
phone numbers. Bottle caps. Old Keith Hernandez baseball card. Keith Hernandez. All right. So do they have Golden Tee?
They do.
Do they have Touch Tunes?
They do.
Do they don't have pull tabs, do they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh,
they have them behind the bar and in the machine.
Double deuce.
What about Stoli?
What do they call that? The quad? The Fabulous Four?
The Fabulous Four?
Yeah, they got them all.
They got them all. So we got a real high score here, Bobby.
That's a 9.25.
Yeah, I think we're at 9.25 plus the bonus points.
Plus the bonus points, yeah.
We're probably close to a 9.8. Oh, my God. All right, check it out.
Check out Park Place Sports Bar, St. Paul Park. Tell them Bobby Finn Knows Everyone sent you.
I like it a lot. All right.
Dusty and T-Bone to look at you and like, who?
Hey, Bobby Finn sent me. Never heard of him. Oh, wait, this might be his credit card, though. Yeah. You owe me $185.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. All right, let's just wrap this up. Who do you think the Vikes are going to draft? You got to put all your money on it.
What I would do?
What they're going to do.
Golly, they're going to make that stupid trade, and they're going to trade up, and they're going to get Drake May or McCarthy. And
you don't like it.
I don't. I just think that look what they got right now. They got Sam Darnold, right? He hasn't done squat in 3 years.
Right.
But he was a third pick overall. He's played on the Jets, where they don't really have a good offense. And why wouldn't you just keep the 11 and 23, draft the best player available at 11, draft Bo Nix at 23, and keep your picks, man? They're going to trade two firsts and a first next year. So three first-round draft picks to hope. Like his overall ranking, those guys' overall ranking is like an 80. You know, one of them's 84, one of them's like 86. Bo Nix was 84 3 years ago. Not Bo Nix, I'm sorry, Sam Darnold. Why not just keep Darnold? They have great receivers. Either sign JJ or trade him to one of these teams that need a receiver and then get another first-round draft pick. I mean, you can't always keep going that way, but we need a lot. And we're in a tough division. We might be in the toughest division in NFL.
Yeah. It's gotten that way.
Yeah. I mean, those three teams, man, they're young and they're good. So it's like, why are we trying to do too much when we know we're going to suck this year?
I would stay at 11. And do you think that Spencer Rattler from Oklahoma?
You might be able to get him in the second round even.
Or third.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be able to get him. I agree. I think that's worth taking a flyer on for sure.
He was on that show QB1. You ever watch that? Yeah. He was that. Freaking sea sucker.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I hated that kid.
Yeah. He was a douche.
he's a prick.
Hopefully, he crashed and burned in college, so he's probably back to reality a little bit.
He's going to be on the Johnny Manziel train.
Yeah, right. Sitting next to Garrity down in Scottsdale.
Oh, God.
But I would stay put. I really would. And draft the best players available, not give up the farm for somebody that may or may not do anything.
So you're saying Caleb Williams is the only good quarterback that's going to come out of this draft?
I'm not saying that. They might be decent. I just think, is Bo Nix going to be that much worse than J.J. McCarthy?
No, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing, though. How do they not know? Like the kid last year in front of Stroud, the kid that played he's the Carolina quarterback this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce Young.
Yeah.
The number one pick by far last year.
They traded a ton to get him, too. He
did jack
spot. Oh, he looks horrible.
How do they not? I don't understand how they don't. Like, they performed at every level they've ever played at.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it just like it's a big learning curve? Is it?
He's pretty little.
Plays?
He's pretty little.
It just kind of blows my mind that they really don't have any idea how these guys are going to perform once they get to the pros.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And to put that much into that. I would, you know, I would keep what we got. I don't know. I just think it's too risky, and you're gonna risk the farm.
Yeah.
You know,
or like look at Penix. Penix was Heisman, right?
Yeah. Now they got him going in the second round. Now.
Yeah. Right. And I know he's kind of injury prone, but cannon for an arm, mobile.
Yeah.
You can repair ACLs in like 3 weeks now, can't you? Just throw a new ligament in, and you're good.
So you got. What are we gonna do with Jefferson? Are they gonna sign him?
They'll sign him. They'll sign him. Yeah, they have to.
Gosh, I mean, they gotta sign him, don't they? I mean, he's gonna want a ton, though. I mean,
yeah,
$40 million. Is that what he's gonna asking?
I don't know. I have no idea how the money situation works. All I've heard is that they'll sign him and still have a ton of cap space.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know how that works when you give up the farm, but.
And your Golden Gophers, who's gonna be their first pick? That's safety, Tyler Newbin.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They got him, like, sounds like second round, maybe.
All we do is make safeties here for the Gophers.
All right, I like it.
All right, thanks for having me today, Bobby.
Anytime, brother.
It's been fun,
thanks,
Chris.
Sal. Been good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So everyone, thanks for listening. We can be heard on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and all other platforms where you get your podcasts. Please like and subscribe, and tell a friend about us. Last of all, just like I learned growing up on the East Side, work hard. Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. Tell it like it is. Help your neighbors. Try to contribute in a positive way. Smile, laugh, and be a good person. Most of all, don't be a dick. We're out.
3 long days from I don't know. It takes a little more than what you show. And that's yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.